Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and we're talking Future Frames. Fret Film Radio is media partner of Future Frames this year that's taking place in Carlo Vivari, and we're here with one of the participants, director Roxana Stroie from Romania, and you are presenting your film A Night in Tocoriki. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks. I'm really happy to be here.
Great. Oh, you are. Is this your first time in Carlo Vivari?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my first time, and I'm sad a bit because I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I've only stayed for 2 days, just for the Future Frames program. I would have loved to stay more, just to visit around, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we start talking about Future Frames, actually, what is your impression of the festival so far? Now that you've kind of been here for a few days.
Well, I know Carlo Vivari, it's an A-category film festival, and I'm really impressed because they are really well organized, and I've been to a lot of festivals, and not all of them that have this A-category are this organized, and the people are taking really good care of us, and their hospitality should be really well known across the world.
Well, yeah, I should know. The first time I came to the festival, then I ended up moving to Prague a few months later. So. Anyways, enough about me. tell us a little bit about your film, A Night in Tocoriki. First of all, can you tell our listeners what it's about?
Well, shortly, it's a birthday party of Janina in the Tocoriki disco. It's a village Romanian disco.
Oh.
It's not real. It's all
imagined,
yes. And it's this love triangle. And Janina is going to have a surprise that she will never forget for her birthday.
Yeah. Nice. So where did the kind of inspiration for the film come from?
I'm collaborating with Anna Maria Gheorghe. She's a screenwriter, and it's not our first collaboration. We worked together for my previous short called Black Friday. Actually, it started from a video we saw online with a homeless guy called Arthur and his dream of making his own disco. And from that we changed and changed and come to this story. The other one was quite expensive. This is a school film, and when you have a strict budget, you need to try and stay in that budget, and you can't afford, and it's a bit there harder, and you need to limit your locations, your number of actors, and all sorts of things.
So is this your first directorial film?
No, I've just graduated my master degree in Bucharest, and this is actually the third film I have that is in festivals.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and it had its world premiere in Berlin, and in the generation competition, and it won. And we really didn't expect it. It was a huge surprise for all of us.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the screening is actually still to take place of A Night in Tocoriki here in
tonight. Paris. Tonight it's going to be the closing film of the Future Frames program.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking forward to see the audience feedback. I'm curious how they're.
But yeah. So tell us a little bit about your experience at Future Frames so far. What has it been like?
Well, it's just yesterday. We didn't have too much. We just started, and actually, it's something really important because they're really trying to promote the films, and they're this European film promotion. I think it's a really good initiative. I'm as far as I know, this is the second edition in the Carlo Vivari Film Festival with the Future Frames program, and I'm really happy to be in this program. We're 10 filmmakers from all over Europe, and it's a reason to be proud to be part of the selection.
Wonderful. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Actually, I congratulate you on that too. Well, as a final question, let's talk about your future. Are you working on anything right now? Is there anything in the works?
Well, yeah, it's always something in the work. But yeah, well, I'm working on my next short. I want to do another short, and afterwards, who knows? It's always the feature is like the goal. As a filmmaker, the feature is the goal. But you need to be sure, to be ready, to feel prepared, to have that subject, to have the funding. Mm-hmm. And it's not that easy. It takes time. For a debut film, it's always harder to make this transition from the short to the feature films. But I'm of course, it's a part of my plans for the future.
No, that's great. Well, I wish you all the best with it, and I wish you all the best with the screening tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.